From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour with the latest on Japan's badly damaged nuclear plant and on the workers racing to avert a meltdown. The situation at the power plant appears to be stable. There have been no major incidents there for 2 days. Authorities say the reactors appear to be under control, but the concern continues to be pools that hold used nuclear fuel. And for more on that, we're joined by NPR's Richard Harris in Tokyo. And first of all, Richard, what is the status of those pools?
Well, Robert, it actually depends upon whom you ask. The U.S. officials a few days ago said that at least one of those pools was completely out of water. But on a reassuring note, a senior U.S. official tells NPR that for reasons that they don't really actually understand, it does not appear that the fuel in the waterless pool is heating up fast, as you might expect. So perhaps the heat is being drawn off into the steel and concrete structure. It's really not entirely clear. Now, the Japanese officials continue to say that they believe the pools have at least some water in them, and as we've been hearing, they've been trying to refill them using fire trucks. Let me clarify, of course, that the reason they are so important to get water into those pools is that you really want to make sure the fuel does not get too hot. If those fuel rods do get too hot, they could rupture and start spewing large amounts of radioactive material in the air. So,
How is the operation going to refill the pools?
The Japanese military at first dashed in and out with tank trucks, which had squirt a little bit of water, and then they would speed off. Now, Japan's national broadcaster, NHK, reports that they've set up a system that has a pumper truck with a large boom that's parked right in front of Reactor 3, and a hose runs from that truck nearly a quarter of a mile to a supply of salt water. So they can now apparently spray water at will. But for whatever reason, they're not spraying right now, and in fact, they say they don't plan to resume spraying operation for many hours yet.
That seems strange. Why, if the water in the pools is so critical, why aren't they doing everything they can all the time to get water into them?
The Japanese authorities have not explained that, but in situations like this, where it's uncharted territory, there's always a balance between moving as fast as you can, but not moving so fast that you accidentally make the problem worse. For example, at a fuel pool accident in Hungary a few years ago, cold water was suddenly added into it and caused some of the fuel rods there to shatter. So it's best to take a step, evaluate the situation, and then take another step. In this case, the radiation at the fuel pools is so intense, it's really hard to get close enough to evaluate that. But the U.S. has stepped in with some remote sensing capabilities, so we hope they're getting more information now.
We still see pictures on television, Richard, of what seems to be steam coming out of the power plant. How dangerous is the radiation situation now?
Well, the radiation is highest at the plant. The greatest concern there is with the workers. The radiation monitoring devices at the plant show that the levels are very high, and so they have to be very careful about how much time the workers will stay in that area. Now, beyond the plant, there are radiation monitoring devices that are placed around in the region, and I've been watching them. They update this information quite regularly, and these monitors do show elevated levels of radiation, but nothing that is high enough to pose a clear health risk, and that includes areas that have been evacuated. Let's not forget that 20 kilometers, such as about 12 miles, has been completely evacuated around the plant. So, at this point, it does not appear that people outside of the reactor area have gotten any significant doses of radiation, but of course that story could change if the used nuclear fuel that's in those pools breaks down and starts venting material into the air. But again, at this point, it does appear that that's stable.
Richard, one other question. You've referred to what American officials say about this and what the Americans have stepped in with. How active is the U.S. in this, in dealing with this?
The U.S. is becoming increasingly active. They have a team of federal folks from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission here on the ground and are increasing their support for what Japan's doing. It is clearly we have spy satellites and other remote sensing devices that can actually provide some information in the situation. And we saw a turning point in the middle of the week where the U.S. decided, let's get more involved.
Thank you, Richard. It's NPR's Richard Harris speaking to us from Tokyo.